It's time for the Gizwiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2058, recorded Thursday, September 18th, 2025. That rings a bell. On this episode of the Gizwiz, Diggity goes to Holiday to play to check out the craziest games. I have a home theater gadget that I am super excited about, but super disappointed in, and your videos all next on the Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now,
and here he is. The Gadget Time Traveler, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
I am hanging in there and doing good.
Okay. You were having Wi-Fi issues, but they seem to have stopped.
Yes. I think my area is being affected locally with some type of internet issue. All day I have had cellular service issues. My car didn't have, like, when, you know, I drive in the Tesla, it'll say no internet connection, you're on offline maps. I was having issues calling people, calls would just drop, and then I would try to reconnect, not working. And now my internet is going haywire, so I hope that it lasts.
We'll talk fast.
The show, exactly. So, anyway, first gadget. this last week has felt like a year in time. I ended up going back to Austin, Texas. My grandfather who passed, we had his celebration of life event, and it was absolutely fantastic. It was perfect, honestly. It was so perfect in every way. Got to see all my family members and chat about life and catch up. Also at the same time, my grandmother became very ill, so I also got to spend a lot of time with her, which was an absolute blessing.
Okay.
And so, you know, my thoughts and prayers are absolutely going out to my grandmother at the moment. But it was truly an absolutely wonderful trip. So that's it. One of the things I got up to this last weekend. And then some really fun stuff. I'm wearing a Benson Boone crew neck here. I went to the Benson Boone concert last night. I don't know if you know Benson Boone. He's a very big musical artist. He's blowing up. If you ever heard of Moonbeam Ice Cream, that's playing on the radio quite a lot. It was an absolutely fantastic concert. I was up in the nosebleeds, but it was absolutely amazing, and had a really, really wonderful time. So,
excellent.
That's been a little bit about my week. What did you get up to?
Dennis and I went to a country fair on the Upper West Side, and I shot a little video. It's a once a year kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's in Riverside Park. You can run the video and I can talk over it.
Perfect. I like it when you come with videos.
So the country fair, and the kids will love these tall people. They were quite amazing how fast they could walk around that dock. And so that you can see how tall everybody...
You went vertical. Video.
Make sure that everybody is in the picture without any head cut off.
That's true. Oh my gosh, that is the smallest Ferris wheel
ever. It's a great thing for kids. They have all these little kid rides. And it was wonderful because you don't have to go anywhere. And I thought this was the Big Apple. And then they said, no, it's a strawberry. And it looked like bigger people went in there, and then they had tables with games that kids could play, try and get the beanbag into the mouth. And
this is great.
Yeah, this is great fun, I guess.
Oh my gosh, Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat. And I'm not sure what the frog. Well, I guess you had to throw beanbags through the frog's eyes. And the thing was, it was also a craft fair. And I felt bad for the people because, as you can see, everybody was down with the toys and very few people had live music. This is a big hit.
Marionettes.
Puppets, marionettes. And then
puzzles and games.
Yep. And then Pier 1 is a restaurant that's there, open all the summer months. And then this is right next to, they're fixing up that boxcar loading that we talked about in the past. When that whole area was a train yard. And the fun thing is the pier where that event was 550 feet out into the Hudson River.
Oh, wow.
And the reason it is the longest pier in the Hudson is that they were allowed to build it over the old railroad pier, which was the longest railroad pier in that rail yard. So it was great. It was great.
That is really cool. I love using old railroad infrastructure for public good. It's the coolest thing, and that has happened locally around here. I think I've told you about it before, but there used to be train tracks that would go through a few neighborhoods. They pulled out the train tracks and then converted them into running trails. And they are fantastic running trails. They're completely flat, that, you know, obviously marked every time they come across an intersection. And they do go through really cool communities and homes and things like that.
That's great.
So it's a really great use of all of that infrastructure, which I love. This is such a cool community event. That is just really, really neat. I love that.
And then on Tuesday, Dennis and I went to, it's normally Day of Play, but this event is called Holiday of Play, where they talk about things they expect to be big this holiday season. And here's number one with a little walkthrough of some of the displays.
Okay, we're at the toy inside of the tent. So these are STEM 10 learning toys. Okay,
these are the learning toys.
These are the Hot 20 toys. They expect to be very big deals this holiday. Oh, Stitch, Disney Stitch.
Oh, that'll be big.
We showed them.
This is beyond my comprehension.
You gotta get into NASA if you're gonna learn that.
Yes, to use that.
Wow.
It's a flybar little drive cars.
That one looks like Minnie Mouse.
It is Minnie Mouse and Spider-Man. They have bumper cars for kids.
Love that.
And
Stretch Armstrong.
Remember that?
That's a retro toy at this point.
And then, Marshmallow Madness.
So this is a new toy they expect to be big.
This is called Marshmallow Madness. And this is one of the toys on display, so there's no spokesperson. But I assume, so you have these little hand puppets. You see in the back? And so I guess the idea is that you have to pick up a marshmallow.
Looks hilarious.
It's such a funny idea.
That looks so hilarious.
In the rules, it says older people are allowed to put the marshmallows in the hand, okay? So I got one in. Well, I guess you spill them out. I'm guessing. I don't know how this works. Then you use the hand, and you pick it up, and you have to... I got one in. And there's a little timer here. So I guess, however, you set it and see who can do the most. whatever it is, it's possible that it's under $20. So I'm at the under $20 booth. I think it's great. Marshmallow Madness.
It's
great fun. So in the meantime, since then, I got some info from Toy Insider. So that little timer is 1 minute, and the object is who can eat the most mini marshmallows in a minute. But you have to use your those little hands to pick up the marshmallows, and. The toy insider said, don't forget, tiny, it could be a choking hazard. So there should be an adult present so that in case anything happens, if with a kid, they recommended, I think it said 8 and up, who can eat the most marshmallows in 1 minute. It's under $20. And it says, be aware, you supply your own mini marshmallows, but still, I think it's a very cute thing for $20.
I agree. Should we watch this little ad here?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. Yeah,
so watch this.
So we just made this game called Marshmallow Madness. You have to try it. You get these ridiculous tiny.
That's how you eat them. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Pretty cute.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I was wondering if the little cup there was like you had to get so many in the cup, and because of how it was... gonna fall like maybe your hand might
exactly.
Hit it.
Exactly. That's why I thought the cup was on a drop, but evidently.
Right. Well, that's adorable. That's really very cute.
Second is from a company we know, but the two new additions I think are really neat for kids, and here they are.
Perfect.
Okay, it's Snap Circuits. We know them. We've been here a lot, but they have something new. Take a look here. Flight Deck, and then we have Spy Kit. So Tim is going to give us a little background on what they do.
Yeah, we got two really fantastic new toys. One is called Flight Deck. There's 5 activities in this one kit. One of the activities is you launch UFOs. So that spins, and you build a little contraption that blasts off the UFO.
Okay.
And then in that same kit, you have another one, which launches paper airplanes. So they take the circuit apart, they put it back together, and... Oops! No, leave it in, it's okay. And then they launch airplanes. Whoops, it's going to go this way.
Oh, okay.
And it's shooting.
Oh, sorry, lady.
And then we also have a new spy kit. So Spy Kit is all about the toys that kids love to play with that has to do with spying. They can put together a voice changer. They can take this apart, put it back together, and make a motion sensor. So it detects heat and alarm goes off. A vibration sensor. And then this, we have a tripwire set up where they build this circuit and they hook it up to something.
Oh.
It goes off, the alarm goes off. So not only do they have a ton of fun with spy gadgets, but they actually learn about how these tools work.
That's great. Tell me the price points.
So this is 25 spy missions, $49.95.
Okay.
And $24.99 for Flight Deck.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
That's great. And they out now?
Out now, available for purchase. Yep.
I think it's great. I'm going to see if I can steal something, and maybe that thing won't go off.
I like it. I would have... loved this as a child.
Me too.
Especially me too. Just the spy angle. Anything that was like spy in the name, I was like drawn to. I don't know why. I wanted to be a super spy. I love 007. I was into that. These are really cool kits.
Yeah. Really, so like strangely, he said 50. On Amazon, it's 57, so maybe you could shop around.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, the price is lower than what he said. But the Flight Deck thing is neat because those two red things are spinning fast. So when you put the little paper airplane in between them, it really shoots it far. it's very clever.
Phew.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly.
I like that. Yeah.
That one's just $21.
I like the whole premise that they can connect with magnets and that you can show some of this circuitry without those funky wires and like the springs that we used to kind of have to deal with in those little kits. It takes away the barrier of playing around, experimenting, and I like that there's so many missions that they really went through an effort to add a lot, because that's the joy of it is I did that, okay, let me do a new thing, and you can just snap it together. So I really I think it's a pretty cool premise. And
I did too, because basically they had been doing houses and then houses with lights and then houses. But now they just have two new categories, and I think they're both very clever.
Awesome.
And our final guy is a way that you can have a Tony.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? I can get a Tony. You can get a Tony, but not the theatrical one. It's a booth called Tony's, and we're going to find out what the deal is.
Hi, is this Carol? So this is our Tony Box, and this is the second iteration. We just launched the Tony Box 2 about 2 weeks ago. So what is different about this is that we've added a little bit more of a squishiness, so it makes it a little bit easier for children to play with by themselves, as well as we've expanded our age range. Originally, this was for 3+, and now we go down to 1+.
And what does it do?
This is an audio platform for children. So what it does is that you have these little things that we call Tonys, and you add your Tonys up here magnetic, and then it'll start playing. So this is our yoga Tony. So it'll lead you, a child, through its little a yoga session. Or we have very different ones. We just recently launched our Miss Rachel Tony. So now we have Miss Rachel, and she'll guide you through stories, through songs.
She's a big
and other things
YouTube
like that.
Influencer.
Everything
oh,
from
very
your
girl,
good.
The kids yeah. follow along?
Yes.
They just, oh, that, okay.
The kids will follow along, and what you can do, a kid can play with this as well. By the, so if you want to fast forward, you just turn it. You want to rewind, you turn it the other way. You don't want to turn it, you just hit it on the side, and then it fast forwards. And then we have it so it's so easy for children to understand. It meet the little one to turn it down, the big ear to turn it back up. And now, instead of just having these little Tonys on top, we've expanded not only to a lower age range, but to a higher range as well. So now, what we have also is something called where you will have a little game board on top, but you also have this button which is called Tony Play. So we have various different game boards that you can add on here, as well as external game boards and pieces and a storybook that'll go along with it. So you will turn this to choose different characters and the different next steps in your gameplay, and it'll follow along with you and tell you how you're doing along your game, if there's any, if maybe you picked the wrong character.
What does it sell for?
So the Tony Box 2, our new release, is $159
okay.
for the starter set, and that comes with a Tony as well as all the devices and pieces that you need.
Okay. And then the Tonys are sold separately?
Those Tonys are sold separately. You do get one that comes with it, and then they range in different sets as well. So we have like the Nightlight Tony, which also has lullabies and an alarm for a kid on there. We have our Princess Tonys. Nat Geo, so you can learn about dinosaurs or space.
And what's the price range of those?
So those will go from about 14 to around 50, depending on what size of a set you're getting.
And this is out now?
This is out now. Yes, you can pre-order, or you can we have at available at FAO Schwartz as well.
Thank you. Great fun.
I've seen Tony's around. In fact, I think I covered something new from them at CES, but I think it may have been an audiobook Tony that was aimed at the youth market. Not the children market, but the
young adult market.
I have never seen the Tony Play thing, and their library of things just keeps getting bigger. I didn't know about the National Geographic Tonys, or even that Nightlight Tony that looked really big and squishy. So They just keep expanding and expanding.
Absolutely. Yeah. They one of them is a sunset light, one of those plush toys. So it starts glowing to wake you up, and there's a sleepy time when they're very cute.
Yes.
And fortunately, they're $20 less than she said, so that's good.
Yes, they are definitely a premium product.
Absolutely.
I see these, you know, in a Target aisle, and they have their own little display to you know, sell them. They're one of those more premium gadgets. So be aware that is aware. What you're exactly. getting into. And it is definitely a kind of a sticker shock at the Tony in your box. And then a lot of the little accessories are a lot more reasonable in my opinion. So, absolutely. And even those are more on the expensive side for the content, you know, it's still, in my opinion, a lot of content, you know, when it's around an hour or so, but it shifts depending on which one you're getting. But still, you know, you're only getting like an hour for like $20 or $25.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, you know, so just keep that in mind that's the type of platform that it is. Okie dokie.
Okay, they'll be coming, they'll be shipping next month.
Shipping next month. Okay. With
and now,
that, it's and time now, to get a little bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We got a gadget for you. This is just a piece and a part of the gadget. I explained it all in the video. So let's take a gander.
We are at it with another home theater gadget. And this is a really exciting one for me. Here it is. It is a backlight for your television. Now, I have one currently installed on mine, and it's kind of going through some settings. But the one that I have currently installed is basically just a typical LED strip that you could control with an app, which is cool. This one is different, though, because it is dynamic. It comes with a camera that will actually be pointed at your screen that it will mimic the colors that are actually happening on the screen and then project with this LED strip light onto the wall or whatever is back behind it. So that is what I'm mostly excited about. This is just the packaging. It comes with the camera, a few clips, some alcohol pads to get started, a power supply, the LEDs, and some instructions. So I am gonna get installing, so hopefully nothing will go wrong. Okie dokie, so it is all installed. You can kind of get a better look by coming around the back. It has some 3M tape on the back. We have some clips, but we have a lot of extra back here that we need to get rid of. So when you install the app, it will kind of walk you through the directions that are included, but it also has this feature to kind of choose where the LEDs are going to end. So as I'm sort of clicking up, it's doing that. So I'll choose exactly how many LEDs I need, which looks like about 70. And then I'm going to cut them with some scissors. So just to let you know that that's all part of the process, we'll be right back when it's all done. All of it is now installed. I even added a little camera up here. It'll just rest in the middle of the TV. And there's a camera there pointed directly at the screen so that it can mimic what it sees on the screen. I can tell that they're working back here, so you can actually see that they're on, which is encouraging. There they are, they're all lit up. But that's where the happy stories end. When installing the app, I noticed that it was only 1.7 stars. That was not encouraging. You can see here is it in the app. If I can turn it on, I could go to maybe like some color profile settings and, I don't know, change the color from this color to, say, red. Wait a second, that's not working. What if I want to play some classical, it's not changing anything.
going back here, this is the mimic mode that I was most excited about. You have like a game mode and a movie mode. I'm not exactly sure the differences. I'd like to see them, but it's just not working. Even when I come over here and turn it off, it just stays on. So for some reason, the app isn't actually working. And as you can see, we loaded up a video that would change through some dynamic colors. It's not changing at all. This is all very frustrating because it was just working when I did that silly little segment thing. So it seemed like the app was communicating with it just fine. Either way, I'm very disappointed because I uninstalled the thing that was working and it won't have the same, you know, stickiness on the back. Anyway, absolute garbage from me. I would not recommend the L1 Pro TV backlight.
There you go. It is still installed. So you can kind of see it still working there.
Yeah.
I'm, like I said, frustrated because the old one was working just fine, but I had to rip it off the back of the television, and I don't think it's going to be installed the same way that it was before.
Oh my gosh.
I need to sue for damages. So anyway, so that's where, you know, most of the frustration comes from. And here it is on Amazon. It honestly has okay reviews. So I'm shocked.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yes.
I'm shocked that by the time I got to, you know, the app side of things, that everything just stopped working and became completely useless. Even if the TV sync thing didn't work, if for some reason my camera was busted, I'd be basically okay if I could still get some type of dynamic pattern to play or anything, but now it's just this blue color, color, and that's it.
Oh, boo.
So, pretty frustrated, as you can tell. So definitely piece of crap that I would not recommend. So just once again, you can check out their Amazon
page. I'm surprised it got 4.2 out of 1,300 people.
Wow. I agree. Completely agree. Okie dokie. After that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Horn.
All right, our email is from Ivan Hahn, H-A-H-N, who has provided us with many intro videos.
You're right, Ivan. I remember.
Yes, and he said, okay, I am sending both of you the new lettuce theme after hearing last week's show. And I'm also sending you a warehouse video. So we can preview now the new lettuce video.
Uh-oh, I'm not ready for that,
we can
actually
start.
Oh, well, is it in this video?
It's in the link, yeah.
Okay, good, good, okay, good, good.
The first link. It's the first link.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I see. Here we go. Here is the brand new. Wait, I guess we'll do it when we get to the letters, right? Or should we?
Okay. We can
or should
do that.
We watch Ivan's, you know, should we watch Ivan's video first and then do it? Or we'll do it now?
We can do it now and then.
Let's
again.
Do it now. Okay, here we go. Here we go. The new letters theme. Perfect.
Your letters come every which way.
Yep. All around. You're boating around. You're driving around. This is great.
Very, very funny.
We know it's AI because, Dick, how often have you actually driven?
let's see. I drove once 40 years ago.
Um, Thank you so much, Ivan, for the updated letters video.
Yes.
Chat, give him some love. That is so fantastic.
Thank you. And he said, also, I figured since I'm writing you, I'll also send you a Gadget Warehouse video. And what it is, I believe he explains in his video.
Perfect. Here we go.
Hey, gang. As I said before in previous videos, I do some volunteer work in community theaters. And a lot of community theaters like this one have been around well before computers were cheap or computers were able to come into a building and do some of the sound effects that we can just do on our phones, tablets, laptops today. So they had to get creative with a lot of their sound effects. Well, they got really creative at this community theater that I'm at today. This is what they call a doorbell box. This is a homemade box made out of plywood and electronics.
That looks awesome.
Combine a bunch of different
buttons. It looks like it was made in a hacker space.
And well, let me just listen for yourself.
So on this box, it has a little handle. It's clearly homemade. On-off switch. The red light tells you that it's on. It has a front door, a rear door, a buzzer, and a doorbell telephone bell.
They use this for many years, and it's making a comeback for a retro show that they're doing coming up at the theater, kind of like a radio show for the stage. And yeah, that's it from the community theater. And if I find any more things, I will let you know. Oh, somebody's at my door. I'll be back.
I love that. I love that. I cannot tell you how many times I have gone to YouTube and searched wrong buzzer sound effect. And if I had the ability to just go, meh, like, ugh. Anyway, pretty, I love those old school theater gadgets that.
It's very clever. Ivan, that was great. Thank you for the new theme.
Thank you so much for that.
The video.
I love it. I love it. It absolutely sends me back to high school. I was very involved in my high school's theater, and we did, like, you know, most high school theaters would do like 2 productions a year. We did like 12. Wow. We would have overlapping productions. We had 2 on staff directors for the theater program. And then they would constantly bring in a third. And so we'd have 3 productions like happening throughout the year. And I was just so into the, you know, tech theater side of things and the acting side of things and the stage direction side of things. So all that. And so community theater stuff, big place in my heart. So pretty, pretty cool.
Excellent.
Thank you, Ivan. Excellent. Thank you once again. And with that, it's time to go to...
Okay, Ivan, thank you. Mo sent this and said, I would get this. Okay, now I don't quite even understand this gadget, but we'll all look at it together and see if you would get it. Okay, so...
So it... I can't tell what it does yet. Exploding into multiple pieces and coming back together. See some battery indicators. The next generation of a smart battery hub.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So
there's a kid playing.
Uh-oh, batteries are dead.
The batteries are dead. Not again. Darn it. Okay, so they're throwing it into the device.
So it detects.
I think that it can detect if it is a rechargeable battery or not.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it would
reject
it.
And if it isn't a rechargeable battery, it may even be able to tell the charge and say, oh, well, you're still at 90%, you could use you. so keep it.
Oh, okay.
I think that was what that was explaining.
I guess the door.
And then if it's a rechargeable, it'll recharge it for you.
Oh, and it comes with an app.
That's pretty cool.
Oh my God! They have $250,000.
Yeah, they have $2 million. They have $2 million.
What?
Yeah. The thing is, I'll be honest, I'm interested.
How much is it?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Finding the correct tier is always so difficult. It looks like it might be $120 currently, and that's 27% off, so they want to charge $165 for it. Uh-huh. What does it come with? Batteries included. Oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah, you get 12 AA batteries.
Oh. And all rechargeables, right?
Yeah. So the reason I am interested, not probably for that price, is it's attached to my desk right here, but I have a big old battery recharger, and I keep all my rechargeable batteries in it. And most rechargeable batteries can be recharged by basically any other charger, as long as, you know, they're able to know, like, okay, this is a nickel metal hydride battery, or whatever this is. Honestly, I'm not even sure what chemistry are in these batteries anymore, but as long as they can tell it's rechargeable, it'll start doing it. So a third-party battery charger, you know, not out of the question, and this one, which will detect it and put it into a little thingy, and when you get a cool little drawer, and, I mean, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Evidently, a lot of people think the same.
Now, here's the thing also, is I have seen rechargeable batteries used more and more often in a professional setting where you need to go through a lot of batteries, right? And in the past, you might see, like, say, a theater or, a television, local TV network,
At the studio, they replace them, like, every 3 days, no matter what.
Exactly.
And sometimes I'm going home and they go, hey, you want a case of AA batteries? They probably have a lot of power in them, but we have to replace them every 3 days.
Absolutely. And I mean, remember being on sets and they were using the lithium Energizer ones. I'm like, these are the most expensive batteries and y'all are just blazing through them. So I could see on a television set style production, just drop the dead batteries in there. It'll figure out how to charge them and grab a new set. That is very attractive. That is a very, very attractive gadget that you don't have to train people to shove them in and then take them out once they're charged and keep the charged ones here and keep the dead ones here. You know, that is pretty compelling.
Yes. However, just go back to the website because I forgot something. At the very, click on, here's what it said. It said something along, this is a concept. There is not a working model. Aware of that.
Right.
Do they always say that?
Basically. So, yeah, and that's on, yeah, that's like a new thing for Kickstarter is that they basically have tiers that you kind of have to meet, and like not even having a physical like product yet or just it being renders only is like they will make sure to tell you this is more risky than others, but that's just the nature of where they are. So if you think that it's a reputable company, you know, keep that in mind. The fact that they're making the second version of a product that's already out and they're already in this category gives me a lot of faith. So
that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So who knows?
Okay. So, Mo, you got a companion. Chad is in with you.
I like it.
He's investing in it, Mo.
Not for that price, but I do really like the concept. I really, really like the concept a lot. So, pretty cool. Before we move on to the end of the show, D.D., do you mind reminding folks how they can send in their Gadget Warehouse
Absolutely.
Videos?
We're looking for videos, any kind of gadget, like that great backstage device that makes you imagine it's really a doorbell or a phone ringing. Any kind of gadget. Make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes. You can be in it if you want. In any case, it should be landscape format. And see the product and hear your voice. Put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu when you upload. You can click unlisted, and then only people with that URL will be able to see your video. Email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it, we're showing 99% of them. You get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you if you live in the U.S. or Canada. If you live elsewhere in the world, I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo and then send you a high-res image for you to print out anywhere in the world, even on the moon if you want. Okay. mail@gizwiz.tv. Do it right away. We would like it maybe for next week's show.
Do it now. I do think they... If there was a base on the moon, I think they would have internet. So I think that is not a false statement, what you just made. Thank you to those of you who send in videos, and thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Y'all support us every single episode. That is how this episode survives. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. If you want to find a way to support us, just head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. When we're live, that's the live stream and the chat room. So chat along with all of the fantastic folks there. But on our website is a little tab to our Patreon. So click on that. You'll get this big old banner to take you there. You can also give back via PayPal. It's right there, that tiny little link on that page. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to the supporters of our show. Thank you so much for supporting the Gizwiz. We truly appreciate it. We are live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's ever a schedule change, it'll be at the top of the website. I don't think we have any schedule changes coming up for the near future. So please tune in and catch us live and join the chat room. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back to a gadget or a reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to do it. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or part of a gadget, and you gotta guess what it is. And this is obvious to me. This is a little place for like a stepping spot, and this little dome will go right on the top of those little car barrier pylons. Yeah, it goes right on the top of the car barrier pylon, and then you have a great place to stand if you're wanting to do a backflip or something like that. Sorry to give away the gadget, but if you think you know what this gadget is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. There are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, but 12 Mad Magazines if you're clever, funny, and hilarious. The instructions on how to enter are just there on the website, so check it out, gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.